Palau was the first place on Earth to declare a shark sanctuary, and they've been rewarded with increasing shark tourism for their efforts. In 2016, Palau banned commercial fishing in 80% of its waters, protecting its ocean resources and its future sports fishing industry. This year, President Tommy Ramengesau proposed rebranding the island nation as a luxury destination in another attempt to protect resources. This proposal is still making its way through the legislative process, but it offers points of discussion for those considering alternatives in Hawaii.
I think we're oversaturated.
State Senator Glenn Wakai chairs the Committee on Economic Development, Tourism, and Technology.
I think something around 7 million could be the sweet spot for us.
Wakai admits it sounds awful to say we should cap visitor arrivals with all the jobs in that sector.
But just because we go for a lower body count doesn't necessarily mean we see less money churning through our economy. We should have had this discussion 4 years ago, but I think we've gotten to the point where it's reached a boiling point, particularly for certain neighborhoods.
Senator Wakai is also honorary counsel for Palau, a Pacific Island nation both heavily dependent on tourism and actively implementing a new model. In 2015, Palau saw record arrivals from mainland China and responded to environmental and social concerns with a 50% reduction in flights from China. Cambis Kesole is a digital media journalist and editor of Tia Palau newspaper in Palau.
There's a debate in the community at large about the impact of that decision by reducing the number of flights.
Kesole says lodging providers were hit hard, but tour companies and others were not hugely affected because tourists buying, quote, vertical packages spent money with Chinese-owned vendors. Overall, tourism arrivals dropped 30%.
The Minister of Finance and also the President has also mentioned it, that even though the numbers has gone down, the volume of visitors has gone down, the tourism dollars has increased by 3%.
In January, as part of his Palau Responsible Tourism Framework, Palau's president, Tommy Ramengesau, proposed allowing only high-end resorts in the future, offering tax breaks if resorts figure out their own infrastructure systems.
Because this Palau Responsible Tourism Framework is to shift to a strategy that invests in high-value growth instead of high-volume growth.
Kesole says Ramengesau also aims to ensure Palauan entrepreneurs benefit from tourism revenue.
For him, he understands that tourism should be something that he can share with generations to come versus, in all honesty, Hawaii's approach to tourism is bring me more bodies and have their wallets emptied out when they come here. That, I think, is a little foolish and short-sighted because, we're mortgaging the future.
We spent a week cheerleading tourism here, and I know as committee chair you support it, but
you mean how do we balance the budget and the economy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan in technology.
Diversifying our economy has been a rallying cry for decades, and Senator Wakai says recent gains in broadband capacity and improvements in public schools are hopeful signs for a more diversified economic base. Think. Amazon is looking for a new headquarters location. What would it take to be a contender? Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.